talked to the government this spring, tried to see if there wasn't a way that we could reinstate our grants to harness race. But at this point, the answer's been a flat no.
Now, I just recently read that a recent agreement made with Marquess Downs getting 100% of the off-track betting revenue in the province, I guess. How did that affect things for you?
Well, off-track betting allows a racetrack to bet 365 days a year, which means that there's income coming in on a daily basis, and that's the money that can be used for the live harness or the live racing. Several years ago, they had to you had to have 50 live race days within a province to be allowed to have off-track betting. That law has been taken out, but it was in there to make sure that live racing was always going to be viable and going to be there, so that we didn't end up just with off-track betting sites where you're betting watching the television. Most provinces, the standard bred industry or the harness race industry, doesn't have the betting handle that the thoroughbreds do, and that's been like that since back in the 80s when I started in the industry. And each province has always had an agreement in place between the provincial government and the horsemen groups to ensure that standard bred racing still got enough money to stay viable and to be able to race each year. The cost for harness racing per race night is much lower than it is for thoroughbreds, much less manpower to run off a standard bred racing than would be for thoroughbreds.
It's a big blow not only to the Yorkton Exhibition Association but also to the summer schedule here in the city.
Oh, for sure. We were racing 16 days, and then last year when grants were pulled, we went out on our own and managed to race 12 days. But, you know, it's a Friday evening that we see 400 or 500 or 600 people here, and these people are from 80 years old to 3 years old or 2 years old. It's a family type of evening where people can come out and watch the races. They don't have to bet. They don't have to buy food. They can sit and watch the races for a couple of 2.5 hours, and that's their evening. So, you know, we do see a lot of families here, and that's the way we've been trying to sell it. This is a free entertainment that you bring the family out to and do some visiting and enjoy it, and it's part of our community, and it's part of Yorkton Exhibition heritage. We've been racing here for 75 plus years off and on, and we don't want to lose that.
What are you guys going to do now?
We're really not sure. We've added a couple of new projects this summer that we'll be announcing in the next couple of weeks to try and recoup the loss that we're going to be taking through not having the horse racing. Horse racing was a big part of our programming throughout the summer or throughout the year, and there's a large loss of income to us as well, because of course our concession doesn't run or our beer gardens don't run, and we've got to try and replace that so that we can keep ourselves viable. It's a big hit to our community, and you know, we've asked for $200,000 for over the next 3 years to give us time to come up with a plan that we can get away from the need for the grants. It kind of caught us off guard last year, and to try and come up with ways to make it this viable on its own, it's going to take a few years for us to do that. They did offer us slot machines or VLTs. They also offered us some 12 VLTs. As a fair board, we just don't feel comfortable getting into that end of it. We don't think it's proper. It would be in our best interest to start playing around with VLTs. They said they would generate $75,000 per year, but after expenses, it's about $40,000. It just didn't fit well with us.